Hi, and welcome to my very first podcast of Misunderstood. My name is Megan, and I'm a modern American caught between being a millennial and Generation X. Honestly, I don't really identify with either, but there are some things that I can relate to in each cohort. I think this is a common theme for me. I can really relate to many groups, but I don't feel like any specific label applies to me. And in a society where we are label crazy, I often find myself lost in an area of gray. I was raised in a typical middle-class family, or so I thought. It turns out my normal was not everyone else's normal. I think we can all relate to that to some degree. My childhood gave me some interesting skills, and I'm just now learning to use these to my advantage. The first skill I think I developed is empathy. What I mean by this is that it's really easy for me to identify with others. I literally can put myself in someone else's shoes and look at life from their perspective. This isn't perfect, mind you, but it can be helpful in avoiding really tough situations, which I think is the whole reason I developed this skill in the first place. Long story short, I grew up in an abusive household and I never knew what mood my family members would be in or why. Again, I'm sure a lot can relate to that. While I didn't understand the specifics behind their issues, I was able to identify what was happening and diffuse the situation. This led to predicting their actions, which led to me putting myself in their position. Basically, I was good at reading people and adjusting my behavior without realizing it. Now, as an adult, I find myself constantly finding middle ground. Are you frustrated with work? Let's look at both sides and come up with a solution. Are you feeling judged? I'm sure there are some insecurities that people are projecting onto you. Do you have anxiety and you have a need to control everything? Dude, I get it. I've been there, done that. I'm constantly working on that, to be honest. Are you pro-choice? All right, I respect that. I'm not, but I'm not pro-life either. Everything is super complicated, and literally nothing is black and white. And I feel like our society is trying so hard to put everything in categories that we forget that a lot. Let's bring this back to the notion of empathy. Technically, it's defined as the psychological identification with, or vicarious experiencing of feelings, thoughts, or attitudes of another. I find this skill to be particularly helpful when it comes to mediation. Feeling a little hot-headed? Try to see the other point of view. Chances are, you could probably find some common ground and broaden your perspective. I get it. This is easy to explain. It's harder to do. There may be some situations where it's very natural to be open-minded and empathetic. And at the same time, there may be some topics that instantly send you into defensive mode and you won't budge. How many times have you found yourself thinking about these interactions days later and thinking, hey, you know what? Now I kind of understand what they were talking about. Or maybe you find a credible source showing a different point of view and you simply can't resist your original theory anymore. Resist this new theory anymore. You have to set aside your preconceived notions. There's always something that will push your boundaries and broaden your mind. Life is a never-ending series of lessons. We're either going to pursue lifelong education in this school of life, or we're going to be stuck in some depressingly negative cycle where we make the same mistakes over and over again. I watch people do this all the time, and I just don't understand how they can't be more self-aware. I can see how they get to these points and how they make poor choices, but they just don't seem to see it in themselves. What I really hope to do with this podcast is to address some topics where people can find themselves misunderstood in this American society, and they can come together and find some type of safe space to explore these different points of view. If you find this interesting, help me out and give me some feedback. I hope you keep checking this out. I'm not experienced in this whatsoever. My education revolves around environmental science, natural resources, and agriculture. But you know what? I deal with people from literally every walk of life, and I really have to relate their interests to sound environmental practices in order to help them be active participants in conserving our land. I think there's more psychology to that than I initially thought there would be. I really hope I can use my experiences to appeal to all of you out there listening. Until next time.